sugya, keter mitzvah, and then the mitzvah next week we'll start the sugya of hazmana. It's a big sugya. Yeah, Sumer says, Kibbe the Rav, have a shokum in the offer the issues of Basyama. People would take offer from Rav's kever, they would use it for a refuah, I guess it was a school. Mailed in Stocker, they would maybe send you a little bit in the mail also. So also Amalei l'Shmuel, so they came and they told Shmuel, Amalei l'Shavdin. Shmuel said that it's okay. I don't know if it means he was masking to the refuah, but al kaponim, he didn't think it was also. Because karko ilum hu bekarko ilum einene says, l'ksiv v'yishlach esafor al kevev b'nei ha'om makash kevev b'nei ha'om l'avadis kichovim ma avadis kichovim m'chubu lo'y mitzro l'ksiv asher atam yorshim v'yishim esu lehem alohorim horamim. We have a drosha alohorim alohem v'loy hechorim alohem. Just like by Avodah Zorah is also Bahana. But if somebody worships a mountain, like the Aborigines in Australia, they worship a mountain that they worship. It's not also Bahana, because Karka Ilum doesn't become necessary. You can't ask Bahana a geographical feature. So the same thing applies to a kever. A gam, that a kever is also Bahana. That seems to be another portion from the Gemara, that a kever is also Bahana. Actually, we'll see in a second that comes from it. But the kever is also bahana, but that only applies to. That can't apply to karka olim. The karka olim of the kever is not also bahana. That's the halacha. I said the kever, that the karka olim of the kever is not also bahana. So the chaykas yishanim, time in the Gemara they would bury people in a kuch, in a cave. So it was karka olim. It's not necessary. Today that we bury people, that we dig up the dirt, and then we bury the mace, and then we put the dirt back. So the chaykas yishanim is that dirt that's put back. That called karka olim or not? Maybe since it was taken out of the ground, now put back l'shem kever, maybe that's not called karka ilum anymore. It's talush l'v'seif chibroi. So b'chaykas yishayim, the tour brings two dais. I'm not sure what it's telling him, but two dais in tour. It's very nagel ma'isa. Are you allowed to walk on top of a grave? People go to Beis Elam, it's nagel all the time. People go to Beis Elam, people walk on top of the grave. Maybe it's also banot. Maybe the ground is also banot because it's a kever, so you can't walk on top. So that's b'chaykas yishayim. In the Iker, then we pass that it's not that it's mutter, but the mice, the were machmir not to walk on the grave because of that, because the shita nishayim that it's that's not called karka oil, that's called tolosh. Anyway, so that was Shmuel karka oil main in SS. Let's hear Rashi already. Lishus abasiyim abiyim arishin shalav ehim misrapim ba'isay offer. Amalei l'Shmuel, they went and they told Shmuel what was the issue. Yishum the mace. Now he knocks up here what the year says. B'chol ha'anach ha'nikba boy. That just grammatically doesn't make any sense. B'chol ha'anach ha'nikba boy. So on the side in Magia, b'chol ha'kuch ha'nikba boy. B'chol ha'kuch she'nikba boy. You see, I don't know how that could be. The kuch is not asimana. The kuch is karka ilum. I'm not sure what it is. Maybe it should be b'chol ha'nikba imoy. That would be my predilection, but I'm sort of like making that up. Mace v'chol ha'nikber imoy, because we'll see later on there is halacha that the bilim the tachrichim of a mace are aser b'hano. If they throw the godim on a mace, they become aser b'hano. It's not only the kever; anything that's buried with it, anything that's mishamish the mace is aser b'hano. It's very strange for Rashi to say but kol ha'kuch ha'nikber boy. Sounds awesome. Kol hanoch ha'nikber boy. Maybe you should call hanoch ha'nikberim imoy. Anyway, that's the sense of it. I don't know exactly what the Gish and Rashi is supposed to be, not so clear. But the sense of Rashi is that whatever is buried, the it's not only the mace itself that's also b'hano, but everything that goes together with the mace, everything that goes together into the kvura is also b'hano. This Rashi, I think, we'll revisit later when we get to the sugi of Hazman and Milsa at the bottom of the Amud. But Rashi is, where's the limud? The goma sham shama egla rufa kidala kamon. The limud is, exer shava, says by tikobar sham miriam. Later on, it says by egla rufa. And by Eglaruf we have a limud that Eglaruf is also b'hano. So that's malamet that a mace is also b'hano. That thing, that's the limud that a mace. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, that's the limud that a mace is also b'hano. The Gemara later on uses that limud in regard to Hazman of Bigdei HaMace. So Rashi assumes that is the limud for for meis v'chol ha'nikber imoy. We'll call it that, even though I don't know if that's exactly the words of Rashi, but something like that. Meis v'chol ha'nikber imoy, the kever, the begonim, according to Rashi, that all goes into the limud of shamsham from eglo aruf. Again, we don't know enough about it to really. Right now, we're just flagging it because it's going to come up again when we learn sugya of hazman and milsa. For the time being, just to know that Rashi says that the limud, from whence we learn that not only is it meis osa b'ano, but the kever is osa b'ano, and the whatever is belongs to the kvur is osa b'ano. So Rashi says it's shom shom me eglo arufa. Shoyis avdin can refarsh the kamos. I'm still in Rashi. Shoyis avdin can refarsh the kamos shakarka in anessa. So that's the halach. That's what Shmuel said. In fact, the Gemara, so Gemara asks, Meisvei from the following brisa. Achaitz of kever la'aviv. Somebody dug a grave or was, you know, hewed because they didn't. I guess also he dug it like it was chaitz of a kuch. Anyway, he dug a kever la'aviv. And then, in the end, he didn't use the kever for his father. He used the kever for... He was kever the father somewhere else. He's not allowed to use that kever. The Gemara understands the chayr, because also, since he was miyachad that kever for a different mace, for his father. So, mimela, it's also banot to him. Because also, what's Isra no is, apparently, even for another mace. That's the Gemara. You see from this Gemara, when a kever is also banot, not only to chayim, it's also banot. It's a little bit different than a regular isra'ano. Usually, a regular isra'ano is like not denominated. It's also banot. Period. Here, somebody a grave is where the Gemara understands right now. A grave is dug for Reuven. If burying in the grave is called isra'ano, so how could even bury Reuven there? So you bring nana from the grave. Not the way it's also banal because it's a miyuchad for Reuven. So now you can't even bury Shimon there. It's a strange kind of Isra. See what I'm saying? It's a strange kind of Isra. No, you could bury Reuven there, obviously. He's allowed to bury his father there. We don't say, it's also banal. How could you bury somebody there? And normally, let's say you had some caravan that was also banal for some other reason. So you couldn't even bury his father there because it's also banal. Here, the father is allowed to bury there because it's also banal because it's the kfur, it's the mokum kfur of the father. And asks it b'hano to bury anybody else, to bury him or to be buried there. So anyway, it's kash and shmulo because it's karka oil. Everything more hokat mayaskin and bekarka binyan. It's talking about a case of karka binyan, where the kever taka wasn't the hole in the ground. The kever was a binyan, and he was being kever in a binyan. Let's hear Ashi. A chaitz of kever la'aviv misha meis. Because I will see later on in the sugya, if somebody digs a hole for somebody who's alive, just to be prepared, so that doesn't have a din of a kever. That's not even if it wouldn't be a problem of kakaylam, even a kever binyan the mushroom. Somebody makes a kever binyan for a living person, so I'll tzada yeser, just in case. So that does not become aser b'hanah. That's not called a kever for a living person. Not a kever. It has to be for a mace. So Rashi says here's talking about mishne mace. So lo yikover by haben olamis. The came into husman the mace nesir b'chol hano. Since this kever was designated for the mace, so now it's mutter for that mace to be buried there, but it's also for other hanos, including for the ben to be buried there. So Rashi adds, because salke daitach the huid dinami mechotzvil tzorich ish acher. Says Rashi, at this point the Gemara thinks that the father over here is only by way of example, but the same halach would apply if he buried anybody else there. I said a father. This Urcha de Milsa, because usually for whom is the person Chaitz of a Kever? It's Chaitz of a Kever for his father. But really, it's nothing to do with the fact that it's his father. Come back to this Rashi in just a split second. So the Gemara answers the Kever Binyan. Shebani lemailim in a karka. So it's not in the karka. It's not karka. He built a binyan. And that's in the binyan is going to be the kura. The chvasei, or maybe it's the binyan that's on top of the Kever. Maybe he's burying in the ground, but there's a binyan on top of the Kever. That's also b'hanah. Maybe that's more mistaber, but that's the case. The chavasei be'avadizor, by shaboni mitchila avadizor also. The Gemara says by in avadizor that if somebody builds a house with shem avadizor, meaning that they'll worship the house, not that they'll be avadizor in the house, but they'll worship the house itself. So that's, it's called, it's not called mechub, it's not called karka olam, The Tolus of the Saif Chibre, Havi Tolus, you know, Rezar, the Kevinami is Gishtav Rezar. So what does Rashi say? What's Rashi referring to here when he says that the Salkadaitach that is talking about Al Yadei, that is talking about the Kevin Shuzman and who had him covered Lishacher? Rashi is referring to Gemara later on in the next Almond. Gemara later on in the next Almond, we're going to have the Sugi of Hasmana Milsa. Machlek is Avayin Rova, is Hasmana Milsa, or is Hasmana Lat Milsa. Meaning, that's for sure that the Tashmishik Dushal Mashal are also Bahano. So a tefillin bag is also Bahano, the mantle of a Sefer Torah is also Bahano. So what if somebody has made a tefillin bag, but he didn't put any tefillin in it yet? It's a brand new tefillin bag, he just sewed it, and he designated it to be a tefillin bag, but he hasn't used it yet. So it has a hazmona for a tashmishi kedusha, but it was not yet used. That's a machlekes Abaye and Rava. Abaye says hazmona milsa, it already has a din of tashmishi kedusha. And Rava says hazmona lav milsa, until it's actually used, then it does not yet have the status of tashmishi kedusha. And then there's the same thing by a beged lemes, a oirig beged lemes. Somebody wove tachrichim for a mes, but didn't actually put it on the mes. It's already called Misham Shea Meis, and Misham Shea Meis also Bahano. And Rav says, Hazmona Lav Milsa, because that's what Milsa. So therefore, till it's actually put on the mace, it's just designated for the mace, and you could still use it for somebody could take those tachrichim and could use it for somebody else. You could make a kittel out of it. I had a friend in Yeshiva who was a Bitama Chacham, he wanted to buy a kittel. And the kittel was very expensive, so he went and he bought tachrichim are cheaper. And then he had to change it a little bit. I think they're not exactly the same, but so he did a little bit of sewing, and they had an economical kit. That's because we passed Hazmona Lav Milsa. If Hazmona would be Milsa, well, it'd still be okay because they didn't make the kittel for a specific mace, so it's okay when they make the kittel. Somebody who's probably still alive. I mean, when they sew the techrit from the factory, it's usually for people who are still alive at the time of the sewing, so it would be okay even according to Abaye. Anyway, that's the Machlokes Abaye and Rava. So the Gemara says Toshma. Let's take a look at the Gemara inside. It's the Gemara in the middle of the next Omer, Mem Chesem Adal. Toshma, there's a little star there. Toshma, says the Gemara, Hachaysev kever la'oviv, v'holach v'kover b'kever achar, reza lo'i kover v'yelomis. Says in the Braisa that if somebody, they just dug the kever, or they were buying the kever. We said it's kever binyan. So they were buying the kever for a and then they buried the father somewhere else. They covered the why? It's only hazmona. They didn't actually. The father was never buried there. So this kever, even if it's a kever binyan, all it had was hazmona. It was never actually used for the father. So according to Rava, why is it also? So my answer is also mishum covered aviv. There it was just an inyan of kibarav. It's not really also bahano because it's only hazmona milsa. But it's not kibarav. Somebody made a kever for his father, then he's going to use it for himself. It lacks in kibarav. Was lefila havamino? The probably Rashi speaks out over there. Rashi really doesn't say, but Rashi really else tells me lefila havamino the Gemara that it has to do with the fact that hazmona milsa. That the kever was mezumin and it really became also bahano. So you have to say, so why did it say a father? So it's true by any mace. That's the rashi of us. Uchad in milsuk tani, in echanami, it would be to apply to any mace. But the Gemara's answer is no, it's not true by any mace. By any mace, it's nothing because hazmona lav milsa. It's a specific halacha by the father because of kibarav. Says in echanami, mistabra, I'll bring you a riot at Dastav Shat. The ketoni seifa, the brisa goes on to say, Rav Shimon begamliel eimer af achetiv avonim la'oviv. Rav Shimon Liel goes further and he says not only if he made a kever for his father can he not use it for himself, but even if he just hewed stones out of the mountain, out of the quarry, and stones were sitting ready to build with them a kever la'oviv, so he can't use those stones for his own kever. Now, if it's as kibarav, so I hear that it should apply even to those stones. Kibarav, you shouldn't even use stones that were made for the father. But if you're going to tell me that it's really as Isra Hanoh and it's really Osir Hanoh because Hazmona Milso, says it can't be. Even Abaye who says that Ha'orig begged the mace, the begged becomes Osir Hanoh even before it was put on the mace. But if you make threads for the begged that's going to be put on the mace, even Abaye would not say that that's called the Hazmona. Hazmona is when you make the begged for the mace. When you make the threads for the begged for the mace, that's Avada, not Hazmona. So here, hewing stones out of the mountain, because you're going to make those stones into a kever, in terms of Hazmona Milsa, that's for sure nothing. So why is it like covered by Elamas? Al Kochach, it's a special Elochas Kibbutav. That's the Gemara Memches. So Rashi's alluding to this Gemara. And Rashi says that our Gemara that asked the Kashis Karka Olam and had to say that it's talking about a case of Kever Binyan, that's Kasalka Daituch. Our Gemara is going like the Salka Daituch in the Gemara in the next Amud, that we're talking about that the Kever here is really also Bahana. And I, why did say Aviv? Because Urcha de Milsa Katani. Rashi implies that Lemaskana, that it's not, that it's talking about only, it's talking about Azman Olav Milsa. And it's talking about Chakever Le'ovir specifically. And it's only an issue of Kibbut Aveim. So Rashi implies that what? That Agamor would not have a kasha. Because then it's not a kasha, it's Karkoil. So what if it's Karkoil? Kibbut Aveim, maybe it applies even to Karkoil. Isra Hanoah only applies to Kever Binyan. Doesn't apply to Kaka Olam, Mestik Zer Shav from Avodah Zor, but Kibbut Aveim could apply even to, the same way it applies to Chayitz of Avonim and Ahar, according to Rav Shimon Malil. It applies to Hu Adin, it could apply to, Kibbut Aveim could apply to anything. Kibbut Aveim could apply to Kaka Olam too. So that's the Rashi. But because the Rashi is, this Gemara is only like, our Gemara only goes like the Havmina of the Gemara on Memchesa Med Aleph. But according to the Maskar of the Gemara on Memchesa Med Aleph, Rashi implies, We don't have to say it's talking about Kever Binyan, and there's no problem here of Karka Olam, and Agamor would disappear. Agamor doesn't know yet the Maskana later on Memchesa Med Aleph. Does Tosfos agree with Rashi? Let's see Tosfos. Zok Tosfos, Eisei, Achaitz of Kever, Pirish HaKuntris, V'sal Kedai Techadu Adin L'Tzoyach Acher. Behind the time of the boy, the maybe mission called the Ovid Kill Kamon, the Bimachumu, the Mitzeklal, the Alma, mission called the Ovid Vain Lesser. So, is Tosfos agreeing with Rashi or not agreeing with Rashi? What's that mean? They're not agreeing. I also think Tosfos is not agreeing. I mean, that was the lesson. Tosfos is strange. The lesson place is funny because he sounds like he's agreeing with Rashi. Quotes Rashi, Pirusha Kuntris, doesn't say Rashi's wrong. Pirusha Kuntris, Salka Daitach, Du Adim, Lutzarech Achet, Behind. So that's Mamish, he just quoted Rashi verbatim. It sounds like he's okay with Rashi. But Tais turns around and says, Lachor, not like Rashi. Tais asks for Kasha. Why didn't Dargamar answer that it's covered Aviv? And covered Aviv, Kibbut Av could apply even to Kaka Elu. So Tais says, no, it's not a Teretz. Because even if you say it's as Kibbut Av, but if Karka Olam is not Nesar, then there's no Kibbut Av on the Karka Olam either. So first of all, before we even think of Sfara, just in Cheshbon, I think it's clear that Tosfos is not like Rashi. Again, I don't know why Tosfos quotes Rashi with seeming approbation at the beginning. But my Tosfos is in Chaylik and Rashi. But in Cheshbon, Nevada Tosfos is Chaylik and Rashi. Tosfos is learning that, according to Tosfos, our Gemara could go like the Maskar of the Gemara in Memches. Our Gemara knows that we're talking here about that Azman Olav Milsa, and therefore it's not really Osir Bahanoah, and it's only an issue of Kibbut Av. But Agamor holds that nonetheless, that's not a Teretz. Because if the Isir Hanoah of a Kever ordinarily only applies to the Kever Binyan, and does not apply to Arka Olam, then even in the case where there's no Isir Hanoah, because it's only Hazmanah, it's only Mizuman to be a Kever, but it's not actually a Kever yet, and it's only a Kibbut Av issue, but the Kibbut Av issue of a Kever will also only apply to the Kever Binyan, it will not apply to the Karka Olam. So, according to Tosfos, Agamor stims even with the Maskana of the Gemara Memches. The Kitzur comes out as we have a machlekes here between Rashi and Tosfos. That Rashi learns that Agamor only goes like the Havamina and Memches. With the Havamina, that we're talking about a bona fide Isser Hanoah, and Ovav is just by way of example, so then that Isser should only be in a Kever Binyan and not in Karka Olam, and the Brisa must be talking about Kever Binyan. But the Maskana of Agamor, that we're not talking about a bona fide Isser Hanoah. We're only talking about because really Azman Olav Milsa. We're just talking about a Kibbut Av issue. So the Kibbut Av issue is irrelevant whether it's Karka Olam or Karka, whether it's a Kever Binyan or whether it's Karka Olam. And Tosfos not the way. Tosfos holds that our Gemara goes even with the Maskana of the Gemara Memches. Even the Maskana of the Gemara that Azman Olav Milsa and the Chaitz of Kever La'oviv is not a problem with Yisrael Hanoah at all. Azman Olav Milsa. It's just a problem of Kibbut Av. Nonetheless, even on the level of Kibbut Av, the Kibbut Av of not being buried in his father's kever only applies to a kever binyan, and does not apply to if in general the Isra Hanoah of a kever is only the binyan and not the kever and not the karka olam, then the Kibbut Av of not using his father's kever also only applies to the kever binyan and not to the karka olam. That's the pasuk of the Chazal. So machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. So what's behind this machlekes? So I thought l'chora Ashkofim Yishayin at least. I was telling you this. When we say that karka olam ain't a neseres, right? A kever that's karka olam is not neser. Shmuel Salach, Yoyi Savnim, karka olam ain't a neseres. Does that mean that the karka olam does not have a shem kever at all? Or does it mean that maybe lo olam karka olam has a shem kever, but it doesn't get the Isra no of a kever? The Isra no is not tofus on the karka olam. Maybe shem kever it has. Take a minute, what can be an aftermunis? But we'll see in a second what an aftermunis is. But right now, just in the hypothetical, the theoretical. Karka olam ain't neser. Shmuel says, karka olam, the ground is not us. The ground of the kever is not us. Does that mean it doesn't have a shem kever? What does it mean? Maybe it has a shem kever, but it can't be tofus on an Isra no, because karka olam can't get an Isra no. Or the same thing by Eved Zor, the same Hakim. When we say Alehema, 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 does that mean that the Har does not have a Shem of Eved Zor at all? Or does it mean Olam the Har has a Shem of Eved Zor, but the Isra Hanos of Eved Zor can't be Har, because a Har, a Mechubel Karka, Karka Olam can't get an Isra Hanos. So I thought maybe that's the Machlekes over here. Tosfos holds that according to Shmuel, Karka Olam does not, the reason why it doesn't, not also by noise, because it doesn't have a Shem Kever altogether. Karka Olam is not a Kever. Only a Binyan could be a Kever. But a Karka Olam doesn't have a Shem Kever. So Melech says Tosfos, that's Tzadik HaGemara. Gemara knows that it's only a Kibbut Ab Eim over here, because really Hazmona Olam Milsa, and the father was never buried there anyway, the father never touched the Kever. It's not really a Kever, it's only Hazmona. It's Kibbut Ab Eim. But what's the Kibbut Ab Eim? The Kibbut Ab Eim is not to use for himself a kever that was mizumin for the father, even though the father was never really buried there, and it's only hazmona and hazmona lad milsa. But this kever was mizumin for the father. So kibbut av ein means not to be buried in a kever that was mizumin for the father. But in order to have even kibbut av ein, in order for that to be problematic, even on a kibbut av ein level, it has to be a kever that was ready for his father. It has to be something that when the father would have been buried there, it would have been called the father's kever. But something that even if the father would have been buried there, would not have been called the father's kever at all, because it doesn't have a shem kever. So even kibbut av ein is not an issue, because kibbut av ein has to do with the kever of the father, but it's not a kever. So therefore, Tosfos says, Agamara stems very well with the Gemara Memches. The Gemara knows that it's kibbut av ein. It's Malah Milsa, and it's only kibbut av ein, but the Gemara's argument is, but if Karka Olam ain't an Eseres, that means that Karka Olam doesn't have a Shem Kever. So he's not being buried in a Kever that was being readied for the father. Because even if the father would have been buried there, the Karka Olam wouldn't have had a Shem Kever. It could be used for medicine, for Ishus or something. It doesn't have a Shem Kever. So if it doesn't have a Shem Kever, it's not affected by Kibbut Av Eim either. And that would be the Shita of Tosfos. I think that is Pshat in Tosfos. I think that's the other way Tosfos doesn't make any sense. What does Kibbut Av Eim have to do with Karka Olam ain't an Eseres? Because Karka Olam ain't an Eseres, not just the Isra no Shavoy. Karka Olam ain't an Eseres means that it's not a kever. And if it's not a kever, then Kibbut Av Eim doesn't kick in either. Shenkin Rashi, maybe Rashi holds that the din of Karka Olam ain't an Eseres is just the halacha in Isra no Shavoy. But the Shem Kever it has. So if it already has a Shem Kever, if Karka Olam could have a Shem Kever, then it should be governed by Kibbut Av Eim. So what's Pshat Agamar? So Rashi has to say, Inachanami, Agamar doesn't go with the Maskar anymore. Agamar thinks that it's a real Isra Hano, and obviously just by way of example, but it's really also Bano, Azmona Milsa. But the Maskar of the Gemara Memchez, that is Taka, now we're not talking about Isra Hano, we're talking about a Kibbut Av Eim, so that it applies even to Karka Olam, because Karka Olam has a Shem Kever. So Kibbut Av Eim should apply.
Stones have a Shem Kever?
What?
Stones
outside
of the Kever have a Shem Kever?
Yeah, Kever Binyan. Whatever the case of Kever Binyan is.
They haven't been used for any part of the.
Oh, you mean Chaitz of Kever L'Aviv? No, so that's the one. Really has Mono Lav Milsa. And probably Lariga, even according to Abai, is Lav Milsa. Meaning, so it has Mono Lav Milsa, since it's not yet. If has Mono Milsa, and Lu Yitzur, that has Mono will be. Let me put this way. Kibbut Av Eim takes off the problem of Hazmono. Because really, by rights, it's only Hazmono, so it's nothing. It's just Mizumim L'Kever. Mizumim L'Kever is not a Kever, and that's why it's Mutter Bano, because we pass in like Rabbah, Hazmono Lav Milsa. And Tovi Lariga, stones that have just been quarried, even Abai agrees, that just that's hazmona, that's not milsa. So that's addressed by Kibud Avim. Kibud Avim tells me that it's Kibud Avim not to use something that was just readied to ultimately be kever la'aviv. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara Memches. But even though hazmona lav milsa, so until the father's actually buried there, it's not it doesn't get yet in this. It's not osur b'ano, and it's not and maybe it doesn't even it's not even called a kever. But since there was a hazmona, it was certainly earmarked for his father's kever. So Kibud Avim is not to use something that was earmarked to be his father's kever, or to be used for his father's kever. Taisus holds that the karka olam, you can't even say that it was earmarked to be his father's kever, because even if the father would have been buried there, that would not have been the father's kever, because karka olam is not a kever. The avonim of the kever binyan, or the avonim that were taken out of the quarry, according to Shimulil, those things maybe they weren't maybe they're not a kever now anyway, because they're just hazmana la milsa, but at least they were mizuman to be the father's kever. So that's enough for Kibud Avim. Something that was mezumen to ultimately be the father's kever, that's governed by Kibud Avim, that he shouldn't use it. But Taisus' point is, but at least those things would have eventually been the father's kever. But Karka Olam would never even have been the father's kever, even if the father would have been buried there. So that's not governed by Kibud Avim. That's Taisus. The Chayla Hasbar is good. The problem is it comes out that it's a steer of Rashi, it comes out of problems. Because Rashi and Taisus, by Avodah Zarah, have this issue. It's about this issue whether you know it's not a kever at all, or it is a kever, but it just doesn't have the isra hanov of a kever. This is hakir that I'm clearing. So by Avodah Zarah, the Rishonim discuss it explicitly. When we say lahorim elohim v'lo yahorim elohim, that a har can't be an avodah, that a har doesn't have an isra with you. Hamishtachav elahar, the har doesn't become osir banah. So the Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos and Chulin Tavmem, talk explicitly about the question. Does that mean that the har is not an avodah zarah at all? Or does it just mean that the har is an avodah zarah, but it doesn't have a shem avodah zarah? It doesn't have an isra hanov avodah zarah, rather. It doesn't have an isra hanov avodah zarah, but a shem avodah zarah it has. And the Chayyus Rashi and Taisus. Which sounds exciting, except that the Rashi and Taisus, they take the wrong sides. So it's not going to work so well for us. Because Rashi over there in Chulin Daf Mem says, that Hamishtachav Elahar, he says, is not in Avodah Zorah at all. It doesn't have a Shem Avodah Zorah altogether. And therefore, says Rashi says, that if you will be makiv a korban to the har, because Gemara says the fair is the har, not also b'hanah. Okay, what if somebody's makiv a korban to the har? Is that behemoth called to korban to Avodah Zorah? Rashi said no, because the har doesn't have a shem avodah zarah, so it's not an avodah zarah. So it's like you shechted a carbon to something, you shechted a carbon to nothing. So you can't say you shechted a carbon to avodah zarah. So Rashi says the har does not have a shem avodah zarah. I Rashi asks, but there is a gemara that somebody that is chayiv misa. Somebody was over to a mechuber is chayiv misa. So Rashi says yeah, he's chayiv misa because he wanted to be over to avodah zarah. So that's enough to be Mechayim Misa, to wanting to be Oved Avodah Zarah. He didn't act that he wanted to be Oved Avodah Zarah. But the Maisi, it wasn't Avodah Zarah, so the Korban's not also. Because the Rashi holds that the Har does not have a Shem Avodah Zarah at all. And Tosfos Chalek, Tosfos holds that the Har has a Shem Avodah Zarah, and for other things it has a Shem Avodah Zarah, and that's why it's Chayim Misa, Tosfos says, because it is an Avodah Zarah. Tosfos says it wouldn't be an Avodah Zarah at all. If it would not be an Avodah Zarah at all, he would not be Chayim Misa. From the fact that he's chayav misa, if he's over to a har, you see that it is an avodah zarah. It just doesn't have just it just exists a kosov. It even though it has a shem avodah zarah, but it's not osur b'hanah. I think the lashon of Taisus is that it's exists a kosov, but the inyan is I know it doesn't have a shem avodah zarah, but for other isurim it has a shem avodah zarah. Upslin yaneinu is the same thing, and it has a shem avodah zarah for Israel. I know it's not an avodah zarah, but for other things it has a shem avodah zarah. So Mechalikas Rashi and Tosfos, but Linyaneinu, it's not so good, because I would have expected Rashi and Tosfos to hold the other way around. Rashi also holds that a kever, that Karka Olam still has Kibud Avim. I would expect him to, because it has, I want it to be Masri, because it still has a Shem Kever. It's not also Manob, but it still has a Shem Kever. So I would have expected Rashi and Avodah Zarah to hold that a Mishtachav Elahad still has a Shem Avodah Zarah. Rashi over there holds the other way around. The har does not have a shem avodah zarah, and there's no isur koyvus. I, if he bows down to the mountain, he's chayav misa. That's because he wanted to do avodah zarah. Even he was an unsuccessful avodah zarah. But an unsuccessful avodah zarah, Rashi is also chayav misa. Taisus fakir. Taisus by us who holds that if it's the Karko Island doesn't even have a Shem Kever Lagabi Kibud Avein, so I would expect the Taisus to hold in Mishtachav Elahar. It's not an Avodah Zorah at all. And glad that Taisus who holds in Mishtachav Elahar is an Avodah Zorah. It has a Shem Avodah Zorah. It's a success at Kosovo, it's not also Bano. Okay, so that doesn't work so well. The package doesn't work. So I don't know. So you have to. I don't know. Yeah.
What can be the rationale that the Zikir of Aim is not fully on it in Kever? In Gim Duraisa, maybe that would make sense. The reason Rashi would say the same thing, the reason why this is not also Banom in Duraisa is because it's not the Shem Kever.
I hear. No, we could say Rashi, right? We could deal with Rashi by saying, it's not a Stian Rashi. Oilam, maybe Rashi holds that, just like Rashi holds in Avodah Zorah in Chulin, that the Har does not have a Shem of Avodah Zorah at all. So presumably the Karka Olam does not have a Shem Kever at all. And Rashi just holds that Kibud Av Ha'Eim is more subjective. The Kibud Av Ha'Eim doesn't have to have a technical halacha of a Kever. The same way Kibud Av Ha'Eim takes off the problem of Azmanu Milsa. It's really Azmanu Milsa. Really Azmanu Milsa. It's really just Mizuman. It's really nothing anyway. But Kibud Av Ha'Eim, it's a Hagosha. It's not a covenant to the father. So who went in Lagabi Karka Olam? Yeah, technically it's not a Kever. Halachically, it's not a kever, but to the world, it looks like a kever, so it lacks in kibud av ha'eim. So not a stir in Rashi. And Tais is a little bit more problematic. Tais is the one who holds that mishtachav al har is just a din of iser hanoshava, but a shem kever, but it still has a shem of a nazar. The har still has a shem of a nazar. So a chayre by analogy, learning it out from a nazar to kever. So a chayre by analogy, it's just a halacha that the kever doesn't have an iser hanosh, but a shem kever lechayre it still has. And yet Taisus holds that there won't even be an issue of Kibud Av Ha'Eim. There won't even be an issue of Kibud Av Ha'Eim. Maybe we'll say for Taisus, we'll have to say for Taisus, that Kibud Av Ha'Eim does not depend on whether it has a Shem Kever. Kibud Av Ha'Eim depends on whether by an ordinary person it will be Osir Bahano. If by an ordinary person it will be Osir Bahano, so Kibud Av Ha'Eim demands that he be Machmir Azman Milsa, even something that was ready to be a Kever. But a part of a Kever that's Mutter Bahano. So Kibud Av Ha'Eim does not. So Kibud Av Ha'Eim is not a bar to his being nene from even from his father's kever. Now, maybe the Kibud Av Ha'Eim also has to do with Isra Hanoh. The Kibud Av Ha'Eim is not to be is measured in terms of Isra Hanoh. It's also an Isra Hanoh, but it's only more expansive in that Isra Hanoh is in regular Isra Hanoh, he has mana la milso, and the Kibud Av Ha'Eim with machmer that kilu has mana milso. Something that's mezumen to be the father's kever is also osir hanoh, but it still has gidrei Isra Hanoh for some reason. And therefore, if it's a kever, a karka olam that doesn't have Isra Hanoh, maybe doesn't have Kibud Av Ha'Eim either. Yeah, maybe that's what we'll have to say. Only what?
Only he.
Right.
It's like a diet of everybody, but it sounds like Maskana really is only the son.
Right. Oh, that's true.
So that really takes away from the whole gather of Isra Hanoh.
Yeah, cool. Because for everybody else, it's only Hazman Olam Milson. Everybody else has Mana Olam Milsa, so it's only Mizuman to be a Kever. But for the father, we have to look at Ki'ilu has Mana Milsa. Ki'ilu, it's already the father's Kever. But even if it would be already, those things that wouldn't have an Isra Hanoh, there's no Kibud Av Ha'Eim.
Tosus doesn't say that it's also for everybody. Tosus doesn't I think the other Rishonim doesn't say that it's also for everybody.
That it's also for everybody? Why would Kibud Av Ha'Eim Masa for everybody? I know, I didn't see the Shayim later on this. Okay, anyway, let's go on. I want to finish the sukkah today. So the Gemara says, Toshma, Kevi Chodosh Mutu Bano, Hit by Nefil Osir Bano. Kevi Chodosh, so it says Beferish that Kever Chodesh is Mutter Bahano. This Raisa of the Gemara also discusses later on in terms of Hazmana Milsa. So if Hazmana Lab Milsa, so Pshat in the Raisa is a Kever Chodesh even if it was done for a mace. But the mace wasn't buried there, so it's Mutter Bahano. If they actually put a mace in, a Nephil for example, Rebus Hashmin, even Nephil is called a mace. If they put a Nephil in, then it becomes Osir Bahano. If on the other hand you hold that Hazmana Milsa, you have to say that if you hold it as mona milso, you have to say kever chodesh means that it was dug for somebody who was alive. It wasn't dug for a mace. So that's mutter b'hanah. Hitl b'nefel. Okay, the Gemara asks, Man Domer Hasmana Milsa, how do you read this price? Hasmana, if you learn Hasmana Milsa, how do you read this price? Sounds like hitul in lo hitul loy. So only if you put the if the nefil is buried there, but if the nefil wasn't buried there, it sounds like it's mutter b'hano. Choserai has mono lav milsa. Which no afel gav the hitul loy hitul. Even if they didn't actually bury the nefil, it would be osur af tazmono. The chiddush is that even a nefil is considered to be a mace. Al yudei hazmono. You know, it's not our union right now, but the Bryce, the Gemara later on is going to deal with this Bryce in terms of hazmono milsa. Agamar is only busy with the Bryce in terms of what exactly is this kever that's also b'hano after it's hitul nefel. Acharis karkoil, moritz tocharami b'kever binyan, the same teretz. Toshma, nimsa atoimer, sholish kvorese, kever ha-nimsa, kever ha-yadua, kever ha-mazik ha-sarabim. Kever ha-nimsa mutul lefanoisei, pidei ha-mekoy me-tor, mutul b'hano. Kever ha-yadua osu lefanoisei, pidei ha-mekoy me-tor, mutul osu b'hano. Kever ha-mazik ha-sarabim, mutul lefanoisei, pidei ha-mekoy me-tor, osu b'hano. Moritz tocharami b'kever binyan. What's going on over here? So Rashi learns, Rashi like this, Sholosh Kvaris Chalukim Bil Chayseim Kever HaNimso Kegoyin Shu Chodosh. It's a brand new kever that he discovered. Yadei HaBalasoda Sholoy Tziva Me'olim L'Koyvisham U'Bigzeila Nikvisham. The Balasoda knows that he never wanted this. The Balasoda finds a kever, obviously it was done with the Gezel, because the Balasoda never, who's the proprietor, never authorized this kever. So the din is, that's called the Kever HaNimso. And what's the kever ayadua? Shenik b'shami das balasoda. The balasoda buried, wanted the mace to be buried there. And then the third category is kever hamazik esarabim, shekover merokim hiluch rabim, metamin ba'ole. It's a kever that's in the way of people, the rabbim are, it's interfering with the rabbim. So the halacha is like this. Kever ha nimtso is mutal lefanoisoi, shalei kones mekaimoi. Since it was begezel, she's allowed to be mefanet, ordinarily not allowed to be mefanet a mace. Because the mace, so to speak, is kindness mekayimut. Not allowed to be mefana mace, except in the special circumstances where it's lechoyler. But here, you're allowed to be mefana the mace because the mason doesn't have a right to be buried in an unauthorized field, somebody else's property. And if you're mefana the mace, so first of all, mekayimut tor says Rashi she'afu b'shegozu tuma lakvaris. Rashi mechadish that there's a tuma and that a kever has a tuma even after the mace is gone. The mace is there. We don't tell Lachas Kever. Sosum is a tumah deraisa. Here the mace is gone. But Rashi is mechadish. Rashi is mechadish that a kever, even after the mace is gone, has a tumah derabonon. Says Rashi, afel pisha nitloy misham legosu alze. Here the gzera doesn't apply. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm reading it wrong. Sheafel pisha gosu tumah lakvaris. Afel pisha nitloy misham. Even though they were gosu tumah and a kever, even after the mace is gone, tumah deraisa kever sosum you don't have for the mace is gone. But they were geizer tumah and kvaris even after the mace is they were geizer tumah and an empty kever. But the gozer was there, here they weren't geizer. Because the reason why they were geizer tumah is that you shouldn't be mefana the mace. Here you're allowed to be mefana the mace because it was begezel. So there's no reason to be geizer tumah. Ubano nami mutter. What about the Yisrael? No, that's what he said. The Raisa. Shom 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 egla rufa. Why isn't it also bano? Rafagav the Yisrael the Raisa. The ain't Torah's kever all of. Because since it was begezel, it never got a Torah's kever even for the Yisrael no of that we learn out from egla rufa. So that's a kever ha-nimso. Kever ha-yadua, on the other hand, mekoy me-tomei, even after you're... Well, a kever ha-yadua is also lefanoisoi. And if you were mefanet, mekoy me-tomei, xeret rabon, shegozu tumei lomas ala kever, kedei shelo yifaneo. They don't want you to be mefanet. It's also to be mefanet. And since it's also to be mefanet, so if you are mefanet, they were going to that it should remain tomei. You shouldn't have an incentive to be mefanet the kever. And of course, it's also asavano like any kever. Kever amazik esarabim is the third category. Nitin lishus lefanoi soivnei niskei shel rabim. So you're allowed to be mefana the kever because it's mazik esarabim. However, the Torah brings Yerushalmi. It depends if the rabim were there first or the kever was there first. If the rabim were there first, then it's mutul lefanoi soivnei. If the rabim came later, they don't have a right to get rid of the kever. I think so. I think that's what it says. I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, Rashi doesn't bring it, but I think this is a tour. Pinei mekoy meitor, dule gozer aleho, mitnei anezik. the gzera is, you know, the gzera, the tumah derabanan, is only you shouldn't be mefan of the kever. Here, you're allowed to be mefan of the kever, b'nei ha-nezek. Since you're allowed to be mefan of the kever, there's no reason to, because it's a tumah derabanan. But it's still also b'ano, you see a deraisu, b'lei poka. But the isra ha-no, chazal can't take away. The bottom line is, it was a kever. It's mazik is rabban, but l'maisa, it was a kever. So since it was a kever, so we can't take away the isra deraisa of a kever. If the rabbin were the first, hard to understand why it even became a kever in the first place. Well, maybe I'm quoting that wrong. I have to check that out. If the rabbin came, the piece about the rabbin coming first. Maybe somebody could look it up later. It's in this halacha, but kever, shin samach gimel, shin samach dal, it's somewhere around there. Meis mitzvah, oh, no, that's the next gemar. Fek gemar, v'kever nimsa mutul fanoise, dilu meis mitzvi. Even if it's a kever nimsa, how are you allowed to be mefanid? How do you know? Maybe it was a meis mitzvah. Well, meis mitzvah kana mekaymli. That was one of the things that Yeshua ben Nun was master when they went into Eretz Yisrael. That a meis mitzvah should be kana mekaymli even on private property. So when you find a guy wakes up one morning, he finds a kever in his property. How does he know that it was begezel? Maybe it was a meis mitzvah, and then he's kana mekaymli, and you're not allowed to be mefanid of the kever. The Gemara answers: Shaini meis mitzvah the kol yisli. Meis mitzvah is different. Meis mitzvah has a kol. Says Rashi: Meis mitzvah kana mekaymli b'toyim hu shehitna Yeshua b'knesosim la'aretz perek meruba. That's the Gemara. Let's take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Perches, Tumas Meis. Zok the Rambam. Says the Rambam. Kever hanimso mutu lefanoisei. So first of all, right away you see the Rambam is a different Gersa than what we have in the Gemara. And then I said, can I point out the Rambam is the Yerushalmi. The Rambam's Gersa is the way it appears in Yerushalmi. So well, what does it all mean? So the Rambam starts like it's a kever hanimsa. Now remember, how did Rashi define kever hanimsa and kever yadua? Rashi defined kever hanimsa means you wake up one morning, you find the kever. You know it was begezel because you didn't authorize it, so it's begezel. Kever yadua is where you know that it was authorized. So it's an unauthorized kever versus an authorized kever. That's not how the Rambam probably defined these terms. We'll see from what he says. So nachamol, the Rambam starts off kever hanimsa. I should put this right in mark. Should go to marker. Okay, maybe. Kever hanimsa. No, if you have a ram in front of you, then you're good. If you don't have a ram in front of you, maybe just write down the three halachas so you'll have it to refer to. You won't get confused. So the first category is kever hanimsa. Said Rambam, it's mutal lefanoisoi. But if you were if you're allowed to be mefanid, the impineu mekaymei tomei the osir b'hano. The mokum is tomei. And it's also b'hano ad shei bodek. So new concept. Ad shei bodek k'mei shei yizbayer. So what's this referring to? This is referring to halacha later on in Perek Tes in the Rambam. It's based on Mishnayos. The Rambam says in Perek Tes, Misha ha yechayfer basada. Meaning in Perek Tes. Somebody was digging in his field. Umotza, he was building a supermarket or something. Umotza mesim rabim. And he found a bunch of mesim. So the Shaila says they have to be choshish that maybe he discovered a Beis HaKfaris. These mason will be, let's say, he'll work around. But maybe this is a Beis HaKfaris over here, so maybe the whole place he has to assume is Tomei. Whereas when you find a mace, you're digging, somebody's digging in his basement, he finds a mace. So you have to be choshish that he's discovered a Beis HaKfaris, and maybe the whole vicinity now has to be choshish that it's a Beis HaKfaris. So there's a whole series of halachas. So basically, the halacha that's negated to us is, if he found, earlier he talked about where he found the mace in like unusual positions, then you don't have to think it's a basic forest. Somebody just died there or was killed there. But here he found a mace lying in the regular way that you would expect the mace to be in the cemetery. So he takes the mace with the earth around the mace And it doesn't have to be chaysh, does not have to be chayshish that there are any more mesim over there. A solitary mace, you don't have to be chayshish that what you have here is a basic kvaras. And you just take them away. But motzah shleisha mesim, kolech mehem mutl kederech anekborim. But if you found three mesim, so then, im yesh ben zeh lezeh me'arba ames ad shmoina kemloi mito, if the space between the mesim was from dalad ames to eight ames, that's the normal distribution in a basic chorus. Then you have to be chayshim. Maybe this is a cemetery, but tzarech livdoik, and then you have to start being baidik the ground. And the Ram describes has all halachas mina achrayin from the last mace. You have to go another 20 amis, and if you don't find a mace within another 20 amis, then you don't have to go any further. Even though these you have three mason together, which is called the shchunas kvaros. But I checked 20 amos around, and 20 amos around, there were no more mesim, so I can assume that's the end of the cemetery. But if I find another mace within 20 amos, then I have to be invited further and further. And I'm not going now into the details of all the exact measurements, but the idea is that if you found one mace or two mesim, you don't have to be invited. But if you found three mesim, then you have to be invited 20 amos and another 20 amos to see how far this cemetery that you've discovered extends. So the Rambam says that that's so the Rambam. So now let's read the Rambam again by us in Peches. Kever ha-nimsa, mutal lefanoisoi, you're allowed to be mefana the kever, the impineu, but if after you're mefanid, the place remains tomei v'osir v'ano ad she'ibodik, k'may she'isvar, referring you to the next parak, the parak test. It was kever ha-nimsa, according to the Rambam, does not mean an unauthorized kever. You know, yesterday there was no kever over here. I wake up this morning and all of a sudden there's a kever. That's how Rashi defined kever ha-nimsa. According to the Rambam, that's not what kever ha-nimsa means. Kever ha-nimsa means I was digging and he's digging in his backyard and he discovers a kever from 100 years ago. That's called the kever ha-nimsa. So the halach is first of all mutu lefanos, you're allowed to be mefanet. You're allowed to be mefanet of the kever. I don't know why you're allowed to be mefanet. Why isn't kainis mekaimet? I mean, it says Taka Perek Tess also, you're allowed to be Mufan on the mace. If it's not a basic chorus, you can assume that it's not a. You can assume if it's a basic chorus, then you can't be Mufan. If it's not a basic chorus, I understand. No, I'll take it back. You know, maybe that's the shot. If you find only one or two chorum, but since it's not a basic forus, so you can assume that it was a mace that was buried, you know, not an authorized burial. Maybe that much we'll borrow from Rashi. Not an authorized burial, and that you're allowed to be mefana. If you find three, it's a basic forus. Maybe nechnami, you're not allowed to be mefana. You know, but that doesn't make sense because Rashi, because the Rambam over here says actually bodek, he's talking about three kvar, and you are allowed to be mefana. Yeah.
In the hearing comments of the Rambam, and this is because you don't know if it's buried there bushes or not,
Even though it's a basic forus. Okay, akoponim. What it says here, the Rambam learns kever ha-nimsa. Kever ha-nimsa, says the Rambam, is a newly discovered. Is a kever. It's an archaeological find. It's not a kever that you woke up, that you know the kever wasn't here yesterday, and now you discovered an illegal kever. You didn't know anything, but you dug deep down and you discovered that there's a kever in your backyard. So the Rambam says you're allowed to be mefanet. Apparently, we're not chayish that it was kones mekayim, right? But even after you're mefanet, says the Rambam, the place is still tomei and osur b'hano. Why? But the mace is gone. Why is it osur b'hano? Why is it tomei osur b'hano? The mace is gone. Because you have to be choshet. There are other mace. Until you bodek. Now, of course, how many kvarim here are we talking about? Ad she'ibodek, k'mo she'isvar. How many kvarim is the Rambam talking about? It has to be only three. Because if it's only one or two, the Rambam says in Perek Tes, you don't have to be bodek. When the Rambam says over here kever haninso that you that's mekayim tomei achi yibodei kimoishi yisbayer, he means when if there are three kvarim you have to be bodek kimoishi yisbayer. Why didn't he specify that over here? That's a terrible. He's referring to what it says in Perek Tes. It was this kever you're allowed to be mefaner. What about the rest of the soda? So he says, well, there are rules. Look in Parak Tes, you'll see what the rules are. And if you look in Parak Tes, you'll find the rules are 1 and 2 kvarim, you don't have to be baidik. 3 kvarim, you do have to be baidik to a certain amount, and how far away, how far apart the kvarim are. The Ram doesn't have to give me all of those halachas right now. The Ram says, Kimoshi is bar, and he relies on what he's going to say in the next parak. Yeah, Nechrami. So Nechrami. That goes into the Kamashi Yisbar.
And then it would be
Mutabano. Right. Our Kochach, that's always that way. The Adshi Bod, the Kamashi Yisbar, is Kul, everything that it says in Perek Tes. And what it says in Perek Tes is, you only have to be Bodik if there are 3 Kvar. So it's Kilu, the Ram said over here, see below. This Kerav is Mutulif Anoisli, but what about the rest of the field? See below in Perek Tes. What are the rules? Do you have to be Bodik? And if you have to be Bodik, then it's Tommy until you're Bodik.
So it seems like Rashi might actually agree with Ram.
No, it's Mishnayis. Perek Tes is Mishnayis. But the Rashi learns that that's not what our Gemara is talking about. Because Rashi had the Girsin in the Gemara that Kever HaNimtzum Mutalif HaNoisei, and it's Torah.
Right.
So why is it Torah? What, maybe there are other Kfarim. Rashi learns the case is no. This is a Kever that I know there was no Kfarim over here. All of a sudden, I wake up one morning and there's a tombstone. So obviously, it's a brand new Kever and it's illegal. So you're allowed to be Mephane, and then it's Mekhaimi Torah. It's Mekhaimi Torah. The Ram is talking, but the Ram learns that that's not the Pshat in Kever HaNimtzum. Kever HaNimtzum means I was doing excavation and I discovered there's a Kever in my backyard, and if there's enough Kvarim, then I have to be Chayshu, that I have a basic Kvarim. That's Kever HaNimtzum. Fine. Then the Ram continues, the Kever HaYadua, what's a Kever HaYadua, according to the Ram? Kever HaYadua means a regular Kever that I knew all along that it was here. So it's not some new discovery. So I don't have to be chayshu the other kvarim. Why should I be chayshu the other kvarim? I know from time immemorial that this kever is here. I know the whole history. I know it's not a basic kvarim. So that's also lefanoi. So you're not allowed to be mefanet. Like any kever, you know that it was authorized. You're not allowed to be a regular. No, it's a kever. Anim, so you're allowed to be mefanet. For some reason, that's the Meiri that Meir pointed out. Somehow, it's hard to understand really why a kever anim, so you're allowed to be mefanet. Why is it not claiming this mekhaimah? So he says, we're not chayshu. What did the Meiri say again? What did he say? We don't know if it was Bishus, so we're allowed to be. Maybe it was Shaloi Bishus. You find 100 Kvarim, you're allowed to be Mephana them because maybe it was Shaloi Bishus. You find even 3. 3 is the basic Kvar. Why are we not? We're not. Since we don't know if it was Bishus, I don't know, but I complain. That's what it says in Ram. So we're up to Kever Yadua. So Kever Yadua is a Kever that you know exactly its whole history, and you know there's no other Kvarim over here, so it's also Lefanoisi because you're not allowed to ordinarily be Mephana Mes. The impineu, if you were mefanit, mekaymai tohar umutter bahana. The makam is tohar and it's mutter bahana. Which makam is Ram talking about? The makam around or the makam of the kever itself? So, Ashkafer is showing, I would say, the makam around. That's the difference between the kever and nimsa. Kever and nimsa. This is Mutal of Hanoisai, but Mekayme Tame, which Mekayme is Tame? The Makam all around. Kever HaYadua, since you know there are no other Kfarim over here, so it's Mutal of Hanoisai, also of Hanoisai, in Pineu, the Makam around is Mutal of Hanoisai, because you don't have to be Chayshish for any other Kfarim. But I don't think that's correct Pshat. Because the Rambam says, in Pineu, Mekayme Tar. If the Rambam would be talking about the area around, that's Tar even if you're not Mephana, this mace. So it's clear the Rambam is talking about this area itself. This area itself of this mace. If you're mefana the mace, the place becomes tor and mutter behana. So the tor part I understand. The mace is gone, so why shouldn't it be? So it's tor. But why is it mutter behana? What happened to Allah? If a kever is also behana, it's agamar, aglarufa, we learn from aglarufa, a kever is also behana, so where that is or not, so that issue should remain. Doesn't that is where that Israel go? Something's also banal, it's also banal. The kever was nesir banal. How does it become mutter banal? That's one problem here. And then the second problem that the Ram's mashmit. What's the Ram mashmit? It's the deeply here the Ram left out. Kever Binyan. How should tell me what's my kever binyan? If it's karka oilam, it's always mutar b'hanah. The whole Rambam that says by a kever nimso, it's also b'hanah. Actually, you bodik. And if it's a kever yadua, then after you're mafan of the mace, it's mutar b'hanah. What are you talking about? Karka oilam is always mutar b'hanah. Elamai, we must talk about a kever binyan. That's agamar. So Rambam is mashma agamar. What happened to the kimto kever binyan? So there's two things sharing the Rambam. Number one, the Rambam says that it's mutar b'hano. Why is it mutar b'hano? After you mefane a kever, you do, the Rambam says it becomes mutar b'hano. Why is it mutar b'hano? If the kever became nesev b'hano, so is it hano shebo l'heichan holcha? In Agamar, it's mukhuk that way. Agamar is talking, but also has this price about kimul kvarim, and you mefane the kvarim. And the Gemara is done. It's different gears than our Gemara, but the Gemara is done. The mace is gone. All three cases, the mace is gone, and yet the Braisa talks about it being osur b'hanah, and the Gemara talks about it has to do with egel arufa. In other words, when it's osur b'hanah, it's osur b'hanah, even if the mace is gone. So what's this Rambam? The Rambam says that this is a regular kever. You're not allowed to be mefanet. All the chesroinus, you're not allowed to be mefanet. And nonetheless, in pineum, mekayim etor. Where did the Israel go? That's question number one. Question number two is it's. The Rambam should tell me what's on my kaka oil. So the Kesem Mishnah sort of doesn't address all this, but the Kesem Mishnah, besides Advarim, the Kesem Mishnah talks more about why is it. The Kesem Mishnah talks about. Well, yeah. I don't remember which question the Kesem Mishnah addresses, but the Kesem Mishnah has two pshatim over. One pshat the Kesem Mishnah says is that the reason why it's mutter, it's the reason why it becomes a mutter b'hano, where does hano go? Says the Kesem Mishnah, since it's only one keller, so there's an umdana that he was buried in Eldas Lefanoisa. And therefore, since he was buried in Eldas Lefanoisa, he never got a Shem Kever in the first place, and it's mutter b'hano. Very shy teretz. New halacha that if you find one kever, it's a kever hayadua. It's not a kever that you found; it's a kever hayadua. But since it's standing alone, so probably it was buried al das lefanoisa. First of all, it's a kever hayadua. So go find out if it was there al das lefanoisa or not. Number two, how can you say it's a solitary kever? The Rambam before said a kever hanimso, you have to be boidik. We said before, when do you have to be boidik? Only if you have three kvarim. So obviously, the Rambam is including cases where it's more than one kever. So now all of a sudden, kever hayadua it's tor because it's one kever. By definition, the Rambam is talking about a case where you have the Rambam is talking at least including cases where you have more than one kever. Kever and nimso, the Rambam says actually you bodik. You only have to be waiting three kvarim. So obviously, the Rambam is not limiting himself to cases of only one kever. And now the Rambam says kever hayadua is also lefanoisa. And if you pineu mekoy meitor, must be talking about not only by one kever, even by three kvarim. So three kvarim, mechapesu was adas lefanoisa. So the Kesem Mishnah says another approach, very fascinating. Kesem Mishnah says, and I think this Kesem Mishnah doesn't speak to it all out, but I think this other approach of the Kesem Mishnah will answer both problems. The Kesem Mishnah says that when the Rambam over here talks about Isra Hanoh, the Rambam, I'm adding to the Kesem Mishnah, but the word is in the Kesem Mishnah. The Rambam does not mean the Isra Hanoh of Eretz Sugya. The Isra Hanoh that's learned out from Egel Arufa. That doesn't apply to Karka Olam, and the Rambam is talking about Karka Olam. The Rambam is not talking here about a Kever Bini. It's Karka Olam, and it doesn't have the Isra no Bechef, so they have from Agamor, they don't have from Egel Arufa. The Rambam is about something else altogether different. The Gemara says in Megillah, the third parak, that a Beis HaKvoros, you're not allowed to put animals out to graze in the Beis HaKvoros, Mishum Kvod HaMeisim. Marim Behemoth. You're not allowed to be crazy. Now, obviously, it's karka oilim. It's nothing to do with Israel. No, we're talking about karka oilim. The animals are grazing, not from the kever binyan. It's nothing to do with Israel. It's nothing. L'chore, it has nothing to do with Israel at all. It's a thing of kover ames. As kover ames, we don't put animals out to graze in the beis hakvaras. The Rambam in Hilchos, and that's all it says over there. Oh, it says, and no, you can be on Kalas Rosh. It's a rice in Megillah. I forgot what that is. If you give me more Megillah, I'll find it if somebody has. But on Kaponim, it says, and no, you can be on Kalas Rosh. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Evel, when he brings this halacha, the Rambam brings it in a very interesting way. The Rambam writes, and we have a Rambam shayftim. In the Gemara itself, that's all it says. In Noigim Kalas Roish, the Rambam Behemoth. The Rambam, though, he brings the halacha. That's different. The Rambam. Yeah, here it is. Perk Yudalad Halacha Yud Gimel. Bote HaKvarois Asurim Behano. A cemetery is also Behano. What does that mean? It says the Rambam, Ein Oifin Behem, Vein Shaisin Behem, Vein Oisin Behem Malacha. V'lei karim behem, can't learn. V'lei shayinim behem. Klolei shel dover ain ne'aisim behem. You can't. Ne'aisim is lashon of to be nene, but like to be mishtamish, like by Havdalah we say, you don't make a bracha on the ner. Actually, aisu lo eret. V'lei no yigivim kalus roish. So, first of all, the Rambam expands. The word just says ma'ar ben behemus. The Rambam includes that to mean all kinds of mishtamishes. Ein oichlim behem, ben shayisim behem, ben aisim behem alocha. Showing this doesn't say anything about it. And the Rambam puts it all under the heading of Asur Bahano. That's how he starts. He starts with Asur Bahano and he sums it up. Klola Shildover Ein Le'Oisim Behem. So in a cemetery, the Rambam doesn't even say anything about bringing up Behemoth to pasture. It's just it's subsumed in Le'Oisim Behem Halacha. It's because the Rambam learned that the halacha, what the Gemara calls, what the Gemara just says, now they put behemoths out to pasture in the cemetery, else covered a maze. The Rambam expands that to be an Isra Hanah, but it's not a regular Isra Hanah. It's an Isra Hanah, it can't be a regular Isra Hanah. If a cemetery was also a Hanah, you would not be allowed to bury people in it, because that's also a Hanah. It's not that kind of Isra Hanah. It's an Isra Hanah that you're not allowed to do your own shrochim in the cemetery. The Gemara says the Ferish is not covered a maze. Rambam's not denying that it's covered ames, and it's karka olam. It's not the regular Isra Hanah. It's certainly not the regular Arufa. It's a halacha as covered ames. You cannot do hishtamshus. You cannot do your tzrochim in the cemetery. You do what's good for the mason. You can't do your personal needs in the cemetery. And oichlim and shaisim. The Shulta Gibayim points out, Shulta Gibayim by us, that these lashonis of the Rambam are taken from hilchos from a shul. The Gemara has these lashonis by a beis haknesses and oichlim behem and shaisim behem. That's mamash the shayna that the Gemara says. Same Gemara Megillah, the same sugya over there. The Gemara has it by a basic nesses. The Shifti Gemara learns says the Rambam was learned these halachas out by analogy to a basic nesses. Basic nesses now had to do private shrachim and oichlim and shaysim and oisim and malacha because you only do in a shul the dvarim of the basic nesses. You don't come to shul and do your own private things, your own personal establishments. So the Rambam learned the cemetery also as kovan amesim. A cemetery is miyud for the tzrochei amesim. It's not a place where it's as kovan amesim. So it's muktzah for tzrochei amesim. You can't come to a cemetery and do your homework. It's not proper. It's kovan amesim. That's the salach in Rambam. And the Rambam calls that also b'hano asur b'hanoi. But it's obviously a very different Isra Hanah than we're talking about in Agamar. Agamar we're talking about Isra Hanah that's learned out from Egla Rufa. That's a regular literal Isra Hanah, and that's not chalan kaka olam. And that's something that's also b'hano. You're not even allowed to do the mashal kever that you buried one. Firstly, if you chayitz of kever la'ovim, we had this. We learned before you. This is shul hazmona. Let's say it's not hazmona. You actually buried a person in a kever. So it becomes osir b'hanah, and if you're not allowed to bury somebody else in that kever, say kever binyan, you bury somebody in a kever binyan, so it's osir b'hanah. If you take the mace out, you're not allowed to put another mace in because it's osir b'hanah. That's not the halacha of a cemetery. Cemetery, I don't know, you're allowed to bury mace in a cemetery. It's a different halacha. It's kovet mace. But the Ram also gives that the title. It's a different kind of a sermon. But the Ram also gives that the title of asur b'hanah. Says the next Mishnah, the Ram over here, the Ram by us. When the Ram says it's mutter b'hanah, the Ram means it's mutter b'hanah. He's referring to the isra hanah of a cemetery, not the isra hanah of a kever binyan. The isra hanah of a cemetery of a neyosim ben. And the Ram says, and that's even in karka olam. That's why the Ram doesn't say anything about kever binyan, because the Ram is not talking about kever binyan. The Ram is talking about karka olam. The karka olam of a cemetery is also osur b'hanah, not in the eglar rufa dikka sense, but in the kavod hanesim dikka sense, in the neyosim ben malacha dikka sense. And the Ram calls it isra hanah. We see in Hilchos Avos the Ram calls it isra b'hanah. So says the Rambam, here we have a kever, says the Rambam, so it's, on the one hand, it's also the fanoisa. Not allowed to be mefana kever. But if you were mefanet, says the Rambam, first of all, mekoy metar, because the mace is gone, so the mokum is tar. Kever salsam is only if the mace is there. And it's mutu b'hano. Why is it mutu b'hano? Because it's not a cemetery anymore. In other words, here, this is an isra hanah that could be paka. The isra hanah of eglarufo, the isra hanah of arsugya, is this like paka me'elum? Isra hanah shebem lehechan olcha. But the Rambam is not talking about that isra hanah in the chevtzah that it becomes osur b'hanah, like it becomes like bosur b'cholov is osur b'hanah. That can never go away. That's the isra hanah that Arsug is talking about. And that isra hanah is only in a kever binyan, not in a karka olam. The Rambam is talking about the isra hanah of a cemetery. That's an isra hanah of kavanah meisim. That you're not allowed, and it applies even to karka olam. But that's only osur b'hanah because it's a cemetery. It's only osur b'hanah because man that it is a cemetery. But if you take the mace away, you're not allowed to take the mace away. But if you did take the mace away, so it's no longer a cemetery. So you did not bury, you took the mace away, you weren't supposed to do it. But the mace is not a cemetery anymore. If it's not a cemetery anymore, so it's taka mutter b'hanah. Why was the Ram, Chari asked me, but it's against our Gemara. And the Ram is quoting this Bryce, and our Gemara says that the Bryce is talking about Kever Binyan and not Karka Olam, and our Gemara apparently understood that we're talking about the Isra Noah Bechefse, the Isra Noah that's looked out from Eglar Rufa. So how come the Ram learned against Agamar? So I think the answer is because the Ram held that Agamar is the Shitoso. Agamar had the Girsin, the Braiso, that a kever hayadua, it's also the Fanoisoi, and if you mefan it, the place remains also Bano. That's how we have it. That's what it says in Agamar. I think the Ram and Agamar had the same Girsin that we have. The Ram is based on a Girsin in the Yerushalmi, but the Girsin of the Bavli, I think the Ram had the same Girsin that we have. So in the Bavli learned up in the Braisa, the Bavli had the Girs in the Braisa, that a kever how you do is osu lefanoisi v'impineu mekoymei osu b'hano. Why is it osu b'hano? It's not a cemetery anymore. Eretz says the Bavli understands. We're not talking about the Isra Hanah of a cemetery. We're talking about the Isra Hanah of a kever. That's learned out from Eglar Rufa. But it's Karka Olam. Shmuel said it doesn't apply to Karka Olam. So what's the answer? It's talking about a kever binyan. The Rambam follows the Yerushalmi over here for some reason. Many places the Ram follows the Yerushalmi. The Ram follows the Yerushalmi. In the Yerushalmi, the gear says that a kever yadua is osul fanoisoi, but if you mefan it, mekoy me mutter b'hanah, mekoy me toharu mutter b'hanah, not like the gear in Agamara. So that already, why is it? So that already, once you say that it mekoy me mutter b'hanah, that means it's only osul b'hanah while the mace is there. But when the mace is removed, it becomes mutter b'hanah. What kind of isanah are we talking about? That can't be the regular isanah of Eglarufa. How could that disappear? Al Korchuk, that's talking about the isanah of a cemetery. That's all that's a kovet mace. And the issue of kovet mace is only as long as the mace is there. If you take the mace away, then it reverts to being mutter b'hanah. So the Rambam follows the girsa of the Yerushalmi. Once you have the girsa of the Yerushalmi, that pineu mekoymei mutter b'hanah, so it's a mukhuch that we're not talking about the eglar rufa de kisra hanah, because that would never go away. Even if you're a mefan of the mace, how could this hanah be paka? At Korchuk, we're talking about the isra hanah of Hilchas Evel, that the base of kfar is osir b'hanah. So the Ram follows the Yerushalmi, and the Ram gives me the girsa of the Yerushalmi. It's clear the Ram is following the Yerushalmi. He has the girsa of the Yerushalmi. So for the Yerushalmi, we're talking about Karka Olam. That's where the Ram goes. However, I think that's pshat in the Ram. Again, the ikavort that the Ram means the Yisra Hanah of a basic kvar says in Kesem Mishnah. I don't think the Kesem Mishnah makes all the cheshbonis, but it doesn't follow. I don't think, but well, that's certainly how it cheshbons out. However, I want to just go to the last clause in the Ram. Then the Rama says, Kevishu Mazik Hisarabim, it's the third case. So we have Kevra and Nimso. You found a archaeological dig, you found the kever. So Rama said, "Mutul lefanoisoi," but you have to be baidik. Kever hayadua, you don't have to be baidik. You're not allowed to be mefana of the kever, but if you're mefana of the kever, then it's no longer a cemetery. No longer a cemetery. The mokum is tar, because no tumas kever sosum if the mace is gone, and it's mutul b'hano because it's not a cemetery anymore, as we explained. Then the third case in the Rama is kever shu mazik kesarabim. Mefana moisoi. Here already you're allowed to be mefanet. But the mokum is tomei and it's osu b'hano. This is hard to understand. What is this kever mazik kesarabim? Chor, it's a kever yadu, it's not a kever nimso. Maybe we'll start the last next. What's the case? Kever mazik kesarabim. Is the Rambam talking about a kever nimso that's mazik kesarabim? Or a kever hayadua that's mazik kesarabim? It has to be a kever hayadua. If it will be a kever hanimso, then it's anyway mekayim tomei and osu b'hano atshi bodek. So why do you have to come out to the fact that it's mazik kesarabim? That's the din anyway. A kever hanimso anyway mekayim tomei and osu b'hano atshi bodek. And after you bodek it, so there's nothing there. So why should it matter that it's mazik kesarabim? It doesn't make any sense. The Rambam has to be talking here about a kever hayadua. Anyway, Pashtus, that's what he's talking about. Why should he be talking about a kever hanimso? He's talking about a kever yadua that he was talking about before, but it happens to be that it's mazik kesarabim. So you're allowed to be mefanet. Since it's mazik kesarabim, you're allowed to be mefanet. But if you're mefanet, even after you're mefanet, so mekayme tomei v'osu b'hano. That's very hard to understand. A regular kever, you're not allowed to be mefanet. It's also to be mefanet. Nonetheless, if you were mefanet, so it's no longer a cemetery, and it's mutu b'hano, and mekayme tor, because the mace is gone, so there's no tumas kever sosin. So now, just because it was mazik kesarabim, it's worse. It's mazik kesarabim l'chor, it's better. You're allowed to be mefanet. So what sense does it make to say that a regular kever that's kever hayadua, which you're not allowed to be mefanet, but if you're mefanet, it's mutar b'hano and mekayme tor. But a kever hamazik kesarabim, which is l'chor exactly the same thing, except with the element of mazik kesarabim in it, and instead of just being a kever yadua, it's a kever yadua that's mazik kesarabim, and all of a sudden it gets worse halachas. That even after you mefanet better, when you mefanet iser becomes tamar and mekayim mutar, and now that you mefanet better, it's mekayim tamar v'asibano. What sense does that make? Very hard to understand. So I thought maybe, just Bederech Efsher, I don't know, the Emes Akash is very big. Maybe Bederech Efsher, you could say, talk about Issa Anov first, which is maybe easier. We already established that the Issa Anov that Ram is talking about is the Issa Anov of being a cemetery. But the reason why this place is also Anov, when you have a kever, the kever is also b'no, because that's halacha. Come in a mace. The cemetery is also b'no. Mace HaKfar is also b'no. If you take the mace away, it's no longer a cemetery. Even though you're not allowed. Also, how do I say regular kever yadu? It doesn't matter. So you didn't have air. The bottom line is, you moved the mace to somewhere else. It's not a cemetery anymore. It's not a cemetery, so it's a mutar b'no. So maybe the pshat over here is, if you have a regular kever that you're not allowed to be mefana, and then the owner of the field went, and he was mefana the kever. So the owner did another error. Bottom line is, the owner was megala daitoy that he does not want this to be a cemetery anymore. He had a mace over here. The owner came, did not want to make a park, took the mace away. So he's not allowed to do it. Also lefanoise, but he didn't. Now, but lemaise, the bottom line is, the owner of this cemetery had now decided to take the cemetery and turn it into condominiums. So it's not a cemetery anymore. He's the Bailam. He can now take his cemetery, and it's not a regular Eglarufa, it's not a regular Isranov Bechevtsa. It's a loch of Kovet Ames. Now that'll be Noig Duish Tamshis, Amy Oisimem in a cemetery. Calls man that it's a cemetery. The Bailam decided to take a cemetery and to turn it into something else. So now it becomes not a cemetery anymore. So now it's Mutar B'hano. Now, Sheikhan, we have a cemetery where the Bailam wanted to be a cemetery. Now the Rabbim come, and the Rabbim, again, I'm not sure, the Rabbim doesn't spell out, the Rabbim came later, earlier, I have to think it through, but now all of a sudden there's a Rabbim over here. Let's say the Rabbim came later. The Rabbim come, and it's Mazakas the Rabbim. So they come to the Bailam, and they say, eminent domain, you have to get rid of your mason. So he has no choice. Mutulaf HaNoisik, the Rabbim are Nizik, so the Rabbim override, and he has to take the cemetery away. But mitzad the Bailam, we don't see that the Bailam don't want this to be a cemetery. Mitzad the Bailam, they still want it to be a cemetery, as far as we know at least. And therefore, the Moshe, what if the Rabbim would go away? The Rabbim would, they would redistrict or something? Then the guy would put it mason back, or he would put a new mason. Because mitzad the Bailam, we don't see a Gili Das that he doesn't want this place to be a cemetery. So then already, it remains a Beis HaKvaros. It's where the Bailam were mefana be iser, so maybe the Bailam did an iser, but the mice of the Bailam megaladas, if they don't want this to be basic chorus anymore, so it's no longer a basic chorus, and it's mutter b'hano. So the Bailam are, it's mutter l'fanoisle, because the Rabbim override. But the mice, why are you being mefana the mace? Only because the Rabbim want it, not because the Bailam want it. We tell the Bailam, we don't know that he doesn't still want this place to be muktzut avaktzot, to be a basic chorus. So therefore, it remains a basic forest, and it's mekayim tamei, and it's also banorad. The mekayim tamei is more problematic because I don't know what this tumah is altogether. That's really kasha by itself. What tumah is this mekayim tamei? What tumah are we talking about? There's no mace here. There's no tumah kever sosum because the mace is gone. Why should this kever be tamei? So Rashi invents, there's a Tumah Derabbanon, because we don't want you to be Mefana the Mace. The Rambam also says that. The Rambam doesn't have such a Tumah. First of all, the Rambam never says that. Secondly, the Rambam can't have such a Tumah. Because the Rambam holds when it's also Lefanoisa, you become a Torah. So obviously, the Rambam didn't have a notion. It's only when it's Mutu Lefanoisa, because Mazak is Rambam, then become a Torah. So obviously, this Tumah is not some Derabbanon Dikatumah to dissuade you from being Mefana the Mace. On the contrary, when you're Mefana the Mace, it's Torah. It's only Tumah when it's a Kevra Mazak is Rambam. So I don't even know what the nature of this tumah is. But it sounds like that there must be some kind of tumah that adheres to the place just by virtue of being a base of cars. So again, that's a very big sorachin, because the Ram never says, as far as I know, there's no Ram anywhere that a base of cars is tumah. The Ram says that a mace is tumah, that the Ram lists all the tumahs, a kever is tumah. The Ram says a coin goes into a base of cars, he's like it because he's malal a mason. But if the mace is gone, and there's no tumas mason, there's no tumas kever sosum, so there's some tumah that applies just by virtue of the fact that it's a basic farce. I mean, maybe there is, but the Rambam doesn't say it anywhere else. But no, somehow it seems to say in this Rambam that there's such a concept. And that's the, I think, and if so, then that's the shot. When it's a kever hayadua, which is ostul fanoisoi, but lemaisi when you were mefanet, so it's no longer a basic farce. So it's mutabanok, not a basic farce. There's no kever hames. And it's mekayim tor, because if it's not a basic farce, then it's tor. But when it's a kever hamazik, it's a rabbim. So because of the Rabbim, you're Tzmutu L'Fanoisoi. But beside the Bailam, it's still a basic verse. So it's still also B'Hano, Askovara. The Halacha, the basic verse, is also B'Hano, remains. And for some reason, the Tum also remains. Because it's a basic verse, the Tum remains. Ka'omar, that's very schwer. If there'll be a Rabbim somewhere, that a basic verse is Tumah Midrabbanon and so forth. But there's no such Rabbim anywhere. That a basic verse has a Tumah Midrabbanon. Look at the Rabbim. The beginning of Tumas Meis, it goes to all the various Tumas Meis, the Rises, the Rabbanon. There's a lot of things there. Look at Doifig, the Kever Sosum. There's a lot of things. There's no, I didn't find anywhere some Rambam that a basic chorus, even though it's empty of mesim, is tamei midrabbanon. So I just don't know what this entity is all about. Ain't he there? But Kabbalah, at least to explain what's the difference between a kever yadua and a kever amasek kesser Rambam, maybe this is at least a haschalas dvar. That a kever yadua, which you may find a bit iser, you're not allowed to do it, but by doing it, you made it no longer a basic chorus. A kever amasek kesser Rambam is the other way around. You're allowed to do it, because the Rambam's Tzarech HaRabim overrides the fact that you want it to be a basic forest. But bottom line is, the Bailam still wanted to be a basic forest, so the Haktsol, a basic forest, remains. If the Rabbim will be Mestalek, it'll be able to be available again to be a basic forest. So it retains the halachas of a basic forest, and the Melech's also b'ano, in the sense that the Rabbim is talking about of a basic forest, is also b'ano, in the Eisim Behem. And also, more difficult to understand, somehow remains Tomei as well. Okay, fine, stop here.
The Rabbim says that.